of the Town of Orchard Park Planning Board. Thank you for coming. And before we begin our business, the first two issues are one addressing safety and another addressing ethics. And the safety issue is, should the fire alarm sound if you proceed to any doorway with an illuminated exit sign, you would see a further doorway to the exterior of the building, also marked with an illuminated exit sign, and following that would take you out of the building and to safety, unless there were a wildfire outside the building, which we hope never happens in New York the way it happens out west. The second item is that if anyone appearing before the board has a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, it is incumbent upon that person to make the relationship known under state law and the town code of ethics. As we begin our meeting, we start out with ministerial items, and the first, and I believe the only one of those, being minutes of the last meeting. Mr. Heppner was acting chair, and so I will turn that portion over to him.
And as acting chair, I did review those minutes. First, I'd like to make a motion to waive the reading of the minutes, as all planning board members have received them.
I will second that motion.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Secondarily, I did have the opportunity to review the minutes, and I don't see any corrections necessary, and I move for the acceptance of the minutes as presented.
In favor, please say aye.
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 I will second that motion.
That's good, too. But we'll count the vote beforehand anyway. Okay, with the minutes being approved, we would then move on to our regular business for the evening. And the first would be reference Planning Board File 1518, Next Gen Development on Old Transit Road, proposing a subdivision located on the west side of Old Transit. Including the former Nike base north of Michael Road, currently zoned R2. And with relation to this, the planning board reviewed this project on August 8th of 2019, and in addition to looking at the project, set some criteria under SEAKER, and there is no record of some of those criteria voted by the board under SEAKER having been completed, so it is not possible to move forward with a specific date. And I would ask if there's a motion from a member of the board to look to scheduling or to discuss the project.
I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman. The motion for Planning Board File Number 15-18, Old Transit Road, Next Gen Development LLC, proposed 26-lot subdivision upon plus or minus 25 acres of vacant land on the west side of Old Transit Road, the former Nike base, north of Michael Road, Zone R2. Number one, regarding the Planning Board File Number 15-18, I make a motion to allow the Planning Board Chairman to set a public hearing date for a preliminary plat plan approval. Number two, pre-approval, pre-application findings were made and approved by the planning board on 8-8-2019. Number three, promotion passed by the planning board at its 8-8-19 meeting. The applicant shall submit a full EAF parts 1, 2, and 3. Part 3 of the EAF shall include soil testing. One bore per building lot shall be performed by a planning board identified source for an objective independent report with cost to be paid by the petitioner. The town selected consultant will also provide a summary third-party review of the environmental testing and the status of the site.
Is there a second to that motion? I'll second. There is a motion and a second. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. Only ayes being heard, the motion is carried. Our second business item is Best Brothers Development, 3538 California Road, located on the southwest corner of California and Mile Strip, Zoned I-1, seeking planning board recommendation to the town board for a building permit and site plan approval to construct a self-storage facility. Town board referred to planning and conservation boards on 9-1-2021. Conservation board approved landscaping plan on 2-1-22. Is there someone here to speak for that project?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Okay.
One second, bear with me.
You apparently need your assistant from the last time you were before.
She sent me a remote today. I'm going to get babies there. Can the board, can you guys see that in the numbers of the audience?
I can see it.
Hello everyone, my name is Joshua Best. I'm from Best Brothers Development. I'm the developer, architect, and contractor for this project. We're a local family business. This will be our fifth self-storage that we've owned and operated. We really like this site. The site is located at the corner of Mile Strip and California Road. You can see there, there's Reed's Gems up in the corner there. From this aerial view, you can see what we're proposing. Right as you drive on the site, there's going to be a climate control building with a gated security gate. And then towards the rear, we're going to have standard, typical drive-up self-storage for classic cars, vehicles. And then you can see there in the far upper part of the page, there's a two-story building that will be our phase two building that we plan on building next year. This next slide shows kind of the approach as you enter the site. You can see our office there. We have some glass to kind of jazz up the front so it just didn't look like a self-storage building. The design was inspired by Orchard Park Town Hall with the chimney stacks, if you will, is in my interpretation on that. Here is a view that the neighbors or anyone driving down Mile Strip Road will see. You can see our phase one building up at the top of the hill, and then you can see our phase two building here. We utilize the topography of the site to have a two-story kind of walkout basement. So the upper level will enter up the hill there, and the lower level will enter here, thus not having to utilize an elevator, but loading stuff in an elevator to go up to the storage unit, so we kind of like this site. Here is the most current site plan that engineering that has seen. Our engineer GPI has worked with the town engineer to satisfy all of his requirements. As of today, we satisfy all of the current comments with the exception of outside approvals for Erie County sewer and Erie County water. We anticipate having those approvals sometime next week. They're a little backed up with COVID and short staff and people out of the office. Right here is a landscape plan that was approved by the Conservation Board back in February. You can see we really added a lot of planting, lush plantings, and the Conservation Board approved this and felt comfortable with this. And these plantings are also reflected in the rendering that you saw previously. Here's our photometric plan. That was a part of the town requirements that we had done. Basically just shows where all the lights, we're not trying to, you know, create a bill stadium here. It's very low lighting, LED efficient. We're not going to pollute on our neighbors, and there's not very many neighbors in the area. Here are some exterior elevations that show up at the top the standard typical self-storage building. In the middle, you can see the two-story phase two building, and the lower elevation is the view that people see from coming down Mile Strip from Target. And I'll end on this aerial view. I'm happy to answer any questions. We're asking to seek site plan approval today with potential contingency on just receiving the outside approvals that we should have in place next week for the sanitary and the water. The only reason we have a sanitary is per code, we're having one unisex bathroom in this facility. Other than that, it's not a huge hookup. It's not like some, we're not adding 40 toilets to the system. It's just one toilet. So I'm here to help you answer any questions you guys may have.
I think, you know, I missed your first presentation. You know, I heard it was very impressive, and I'm very pleased to hear directly from you your consciousness and awareness of the notion of preserving, you know, the view shed, you know, within Orchard Park.
Yeah,
typically, planning's role in a project of this sort is to make a recommendation to the town board. Planning is the final authority in subdivisions, but recommends to the town board on commercial and business projects. So it would be a recommendation that could come from members of the board. I'm curious, Mr. Murray, any?
No questions.
I don't have any questions either.
No questions. Not a question, but a statement. The proposed building of these units is entirely appropriate within the way the property is zoned. No variances were necessary. That is my statement.
Question. The concept review we went through was just so complete. I have absolutely no questions.
And you say this is your fifth project?
Correct.
Where are the other four?
East Aurora, Lockport, West Seneca, and East Seneca.
Thank you.
No questions. It's a great project. Thank you.
Is there
Mr.
a motion?
Chairman, I will make a motion regarding Planning Board File 32-2021, Best Brothers Development, 3538 California Road, BL located in the southwest corner of California and Mile Strip Road, zoned I-1. I move to recommend that the Town Board approve the presented site plan and authorize a building permit to construct 5 exterior storage buildings and 2 interior storage buildings totaling 24,654 square feet. Buildings for self-storage units per plan received on 5/10/22 based on the following conditions and stipulations. Number 1, all public notices have been filed. Number 2, this is an unlisted CCOR action based on a short EAF submitted on 2/17/22 and a negative declaration is made. Number 4, the site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses and all lighting is to be directed downward and towards the site. Number 5, outside storage or display is permitted. Number 6, an updated landscape plan, which was received on 5/10/22, meets all green space regulations with 73% green space. In accordance with Section 144-44C1A2, a certified check amounting to 50% of the $23,030 landscaping estimate value shall be deposited with the town clerk, which is $11,515. Conservation Board approval was granted on 2/1/2022. Number seven, any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. And finally, number eight, this recommendation is conditioned upon the project sponsor receiving the outside approvals from the Erie County Water Authority, the Erie County Department of Environment and Planning, and the Town Engineering Department.
I will second that with the amendment that number five indicate no outside storage.
What did I say?
You left out the no.
Oh. Okay.
Is the motion amended?
Sure.
Second it?
Okay.
Those in favor, please. Well, is there any discussion on the question before we vote? Okay. There being none, those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed by saying nay. There being only ayes heard. Thank you for taking our community's character into account in developing your plan. Thank you.
Thank
again.
You. Appreciate everyone's feedback. Thank you.
I just had to clarify that. Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Our next item will be Planning Board File 722, which would be Wester. And Wester is requesting to rezone property on the north side of Webster Road between Bream and Deacon. The total size of the parcel would be 8.76 acres. From R2 residential to B2 commercial for the purpose of vehicle storage, lot expansion, and I believe at this point you folks are, as we understand it, kind of locked into DEC won't move ahead unless the board gives you some sign of potential success. And in the past, it's always been the board waiting for DEC, and it's sort of a, sort of caught in the middle of a bureaucratic paradox here.
Yeah.
So, if you have anything new to tell us, please.
Yeah, the plans haven't changed since the last time we were in. We have made headway with the DEC. We've been working very closely with them to come up with an alternatives plan for the site. We're right kind of at the end. We've given them everything that we can give them, but they're still looking for a negative declaration from the town in order to evaluate the application. So we've kind of taken it as far as we can at this point with them, and we're hopeful that if you have any questions about the project, we can answer them. Obviously, we're not looking for site plan approval right now. That's way down the road. We just need a negative declaration on the impacts in order to advance the project.
Oh, sure. Any comments or questions?
No.
Actually, I have a comment in the form of a question. We've been through the original plan and the current plan. Can you highlight some of the primary differences from that original to the second to the current plan? I know a big part of that was a reduction in the amount of space requested, but if you could just bullet point a couple of those differences.
Sure. The original plan we came up with was, you know, based on getting a certain number of vehicles on the site adjacent to the dealerships that they're servicing. The DEC looked at that and said, you know, is there anything that you can do to reduce the footprint and to use the upland areas as opposed to using the wetland areas for the parking? So we adjusted the plan in order to maximize the use of the upland areas, minimize the impacts to the wetlands, and came back with another plan and presented that to them. And I think that, you know, right now we're still in the process. They're still looking for further reductions that we anticipate that we're going to have to make.
Mm-hmm.
But basically that was the change in the plan, is reducing the amount of impact to the wetland.
So, and if I correct me if I'm wrong, so the original plan was about 1,000 parking spots.
Yeah.
And now we're looking at somewhere in the 860s, 870s. Is that where?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the upland portion, just in terms of north, south, east, west, what section of the property? So would that be, or maybe, is it closer to the residential or further away from the existing residential
The revised plan?
Yeah.
We've moved it further towards Southwestern Boulevard, so it's further away from the residential. But the way the wetlands are on the site, is it's very patchy. The whole area that's owned by Frank Downing has wetlands all over it. Mm-hmm. And there's pockets of fingers and everything else, so it's kind of difficult to maximize. It's not like there's one consolidated upland area, but there are, you know, smaller areas that we try to push most of the development into.
Is it fair to say, in general, the footprint of the project, as it's currently proposed, is further away from the residential area?
Yes.
And roughly in terms of distance, about how far in terms of distance?
Oh, it's...
I'm not looking for an exact number, yeah. But just 100 feet, 1,000 feet?
No, probably over 1,000 feet.
And that distance between the residential and the site would remain undisturbed?
Yeah, there would be no visual change for the residences. Yeah. And there's, I mean, we're leaving the woods in between and everything else. There's nothing being taken down other than the footprint of the development. Yeah.
The only other question I have, and I realize this is, again, way ahead of where we would need to be, but if this project ever gets approved in some form, where would the access points to the project site be? Would it be off of Webster, off of Southwestern?
Just off of Southwestern.
So no construction vehicles of any sort would come on Webster Road?
None. Now, this parking lot is being designed to serve the Subaru and Dodge dealerships that are adjacent to it, and they both are accessed off of Southwestern Boulevard.
Okay. And for the record, if this can go on the record, the reason I asked that question is because we had an educational seminar, if you will, with our highway superintendent last week, talking about some impacts of heavy machinery on roads. Southwestern is obviously built a little bit different than Webster.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Henry, good questions.
Thank you.
No questions.
Okay. Just one note. Go.
What's the approximate number of vehicles again?
I'm going to have to look at my plans. It's changed some.
Approximating.
Yeah,
I thought it was 878.
Yeah, we're now at 897 parking spaces.
All right, thank you.
And you did tell me what, 1,000?
Well over 1,000.
And just as a general notion, should, DEC, look to their big mitigation, typically it's been, board practice and precedent to look for that mitigation to occur within the township to preserve the green space within the town.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for Planning Board File 07-22, West Herr VL, located on the north side of Webster Road between Bream Street and Deacon Road, Zoned R2. Regarding this Planning Board File 722, I make the motion that, number one, this is an unlisted action for seeker purposes, and a full EAF is required. Number two, the Orchard Park Planning Board will seek lead agency status with a coordinated review. Number three, this action is deemed a conditional negative declaration with approval required by the New York State Department, DEC. Number four, at the conclusion of the 30-day lead agency status period, a public comment period will be held.
I second the motion.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the question?
Just a clarification that this motion, should it be approved, simply gives West Herr the opportunity to go to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to seek their approval. If you were to get that approval, you come back before the planning board to seek more approval or not.
We have to go through full engineering and everything else on the project.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. With there being no other discussion on the question, those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. Only ayes being heard. I guess now you have your opportunity to.
I guess I'm working with us. Thank you very much. Thank you.
To make your case. Our next agenda item is Natale Developments. And is there someone here for that?
Mr. Chairman, I advise the applicants there wasn't a need for them to appear. Okay. This is merely administrative.
Okay. Then
that being the case, Mr. Chairman, I would be prepared to make a motion regarding the Planning Board File 9-22. I move to direct the Planning Department to send a certified copy of the April 14, 2022 Planning Board Minutes, and specifically note item number 4, SBL number 184.07-1-1.112, to the applicant. The approval is to be used for the applicant to receive outside agency approvals.
Second that. Is there any discussion on the question? Okay, there being none, those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. There being only ayes heard and no nays, motion is carried. We have one concept review item, and this is an informational matter, and I see someone with
I'll fill you in. I got some stuff.
Set of materials here, so.
I have materials.
Thank you.
Got enough to go around?
Yeah, I should have. I got time. So. I got enough.
This guy for hell.
I think there might be two there.
Yeah. You're the chair.
I'll give this one to hell.
Okay. Do we? Okay, beautiful.
Thank you.
Good evening, I'm Chris Wood with Carmine Wood Design. We're the engineers for the project, and also in the Daryl Gasperies of the Zolaz. They're the property owner and petitioner. What we're proposing is a 10,000 square foot warehouse building, office warehouse slash office slash shop type building. It's on a site on Thorn Avenue. That it's actually the first property in the town of Orchard Park. To the east of it is the Village Line. On the site, there's currently three buildings in the front. Those will be demolished to make way for the new building. I did hand out some renderings, and the renderings of the building, those are representative of what the building could look like, not necessarily specific to this site yet. When we come back for site plan approval, assuming we move ahead, we'll have the actual renderings for the building that we're proposing. The site is zoned B2, and standard strictly warehouse wouldn't be allowed. This type of use for the warehouse shop office is allowed under the zoning code, and we verified with the code enforcement officer. He can confirm if you guys have a question. And we also have 40 parking spaces in the front that would service this building. The back of the site would remain vacant. It's a stone car storage area that they rent out. If anybody has any questions, I can...
What would the square footage of the warehouse be?
10,000 square feet.
How many parking places have we talked about?
We have 40.
40.
Right. And it's not a 10,000 square foot necessarily for one user. It'll be divided up into bays. And like it shows on the rendering, each bay has an overhead door and a man door. And then within each bay, potentially it could be an office if they wanted an office. What it's geared towards is like smaller, like, plumbers or landscape guys that need a place to store their equipment and stuff, and they come there in the morning, park their cars, get their trucks, and then they go out and do their job for the day.
In terms of front yard, parking. Steve, is there an issue with that in terms of code?
We don't have front yard parking.
Okay, I thought you said in front. So.
No, we have it on the side. Front's right here.
Okay, sorry. Front's there.
Yeah. Right, in B2 we can't do front yard parking.
One question that I had, and that is often, I see, you know, especially new construction, I see it is much closer to the road than somehow, you know, the impression I gathered at the discussion and description.
If you, on that aerial I gave you?
Yep.
The existing building to the east, that's in the village.
Right.
Which is also shown on the survey here.
Right.
Our building is going to be actually back probably about 10 feet behind that building.
So there'll be fairly ample.
Yeah, there's a 50-foot setback requirement in B2, and that's where we're at, 50 feet. And that's from the right-of-way, not necessarily from the edge of the road. So we're further than 50 feet from the edge of the road.
How much land would you have behind the...
Behind here, the whole site's about 2.9 acres, and we're using a little bit less than half. So I'd say 1.8 acres in the back, and the remainder in the front, probably.
Just a sort of a thought. Would there be a reason not to maybe move the building a few feet further back on the property? Or?
Well, I think if everything goes well, this may be the first of a few buildings on the site. And rather than start in the back, and you have to build all your infrastructure to get to that building in the back, we would rather have it in the front and have a little bit more visibility for the tenants.
If the board supports this moving forward, I would like to see some, you know, good renderings and some... facades and things like that.
Yeah, the ones we gave you tonight are pretty close to what we're going to do. It's just got to be more site-specific to this property. That one's more or less a generic-type warehouse building, but that's in general what it would look like.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm familiar with these buildings here, having passed it, going back to the baseball field so many times, and I think it would be a significant improvement aesthetically. Anyway, because it is a very, very old building with a couple old vehicles that have been there like forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing I would like to see is in the front street side is to have some landscaping there, only because of the homes that are across the street.
Correct.
And if you look at that, whenever I go down that street, it would be a lot nicer if all those buildings. I know there's a new building that was just put up there, and yeah. I think the front of it aesthetically is pretty decent looking, you know.
Yep.
So I think we'd like to see, you know, something there just to pretty it up a little bit. So going down through that industrial area or commercial area, that it's, you know, much more of a positive experience.
Right. And we do have to do our landscape plan. We have
sure.
to do a conservation board.
Sure.
One thing, too, in relating with the neighbors across the street, we did try to line our driveway up with the driveway of the neighbor across the street, just so it's not directly in front of his house. It would be lined up with his driveway.
Headlight.
So just to piggyback on what Mr. Kayser and the chairman said, I am happy to look at the rendering. I know it's not an actual rendering, but just the concept of that site being greened up a little bit, cleaned up a little bit, the kind of the beautification, I guess, of that business district would stand well for the neighbors. It looks to me like this would be a nice project to move ahead with, in my own opinion, but again, the landscaping and beautification of it. The one question you mentioned, you know, perhaps small landscape companies or other folks that would need to store things, would not be intending to allow folks to store things in the outside parking lot?
There'll be no outside.
No, it's not allowed. Not allowed to be too.
So that would, of course, be made clear
to
the tenants.
Okay.
Thank you.
And just what would your setback for your parking lot be from the street?
It's got to be back behind the 50 feet, so it's about 50 feet.
50 feet, okay.
That's good.
And show me where Thorn, okay.
Thorn's here.
Thorn's here, okay.
Baseball fields are back here.
Okay.
The village is right here, to the east.
Okay.
A big vacant parcel here. I believe the town may
Town owns it.
Town owns this vacant parcel over here.
Ironically, the least attractive part of that site.
Well, yeah. You got to start someplace. We'll start with this one.
Okay. Folks, any questions on the project?
I have
none. Alex?
No questions.
No questions.
So.
Did I hear you referring to future building other than what you're presenting on this plan?
Potentially, we could replicate this in the back, but obviously we'd have to come back to the planning board for that.
Are you describing this as a phased project?
Well, right now it's one phase. There's no, you know, solid plans to do anything in the back. But in the future, if this becomes successful, they may come back and do something back here, but we'd have to come back to the planning board.
Is there a tenant for this project?
No, and again, they're split up into bays.
Right.
And each bay is rented individually. And so, no, there's not any tenants at this point.
Are the bays rented now in
no.
anticipation?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But we anticipate they will rent pretty quickly. This is a pretty hot type of product.
What does your marketing tell you in terms
that there's a demand for this?
Okay. Like to get my daughter's stuff out of the house and into one of
their things.
Is it just obviously it's not a decision, but is you know what is the consensus of the board for the project to go forward?
Yeah, I like
absolutely.
To yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
Look forward to seeing more.
Thank you.
You got to keep Remy's desk full.
The other thing maybe to talk about, Mr. Chairman, is moving this up with half hour.
Yes. Yeah, I have one other item. What we'd like to do, based on a recommendation from our board, this past Wednesday night, myself, Joe Wales, and David Evan gave a presentation to the town board regarding some work that is being done, has been done by the Economic Development Committee in regard to areas within Orchard Park that could stand to be rezoned. This original project, and I'm not going to go into too much detail because I'll cover it all when we do the presentation, but we'll give you a formal presentation as to why we took this on as an activity, who is involved in it, why we're recommending these particular areas to be rezoned. You'll see a lot of it's just common sense, but it also has to do with the stadium area, which currently is owned by Erie County, which is in R1 zone right now, and we're looking, trying to be proactive to look ahead to the future as to getting some of those areas rezoned. But we'll give you, it'll probably be about 15 minutes presentation, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, we have a few more questions.
Yeah, it's. I think you'll find it fairly interesting, and I'll go into some of the history and all that.
Some concept of a hospitality.
Not really. I'll go into the history, and you'll understand. I don't want to get into
understood.
Too much detail.
I would guess, Mr. Bajic had something he wanted to raise, but I wouldn't see that as part of the business meeting.
I just raised the issue now that we have a plan or a session the first Tuesday in the planning board, the second Tuesday, that possibly we could move up the meeting a half hour as opposed to starting at 6:30 and 7, start at 6 and 6:30.
So I have no issue with that, especially in the warmer weather months, but I do work downtown until 5 o'clock, and in winter weather, there might be some challenges getting here at 6.
Are you working back in the office now?
I will be by the winter.
We hope. Oh, we hope.
But this, otherwise, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
That is.
I agree.
I have no problem with it.
I wouldn't. My concern would be that, folks coming back from the city during the winter might have some issue. I think we would need to discuss this with the town board to see, you know, what their view would be. And certainly with Mr. Orfeo as our planning coordinator. But if
we do it just as summer hours, and if it works out real well, we can
that,
just
that
keep
might.
Them.
Okay, that would be good.
So moved.